I didn't agree to this.
Oh yeah. Wait, what? Is that what she told you?
Yeah. That's what every girl says.
Hey, bonus episode, homeschool 70.5, maybe.
We feel bad. We didn't do an episode on time, and then we put out week-old jokes, and they were stale, and
They didn't
so
make
much has
sense
happened in
anymore.
the extra week that we just had to fill it all in. I did want to talk more about the hookers in the strip club, actually. That was a fun,
Let's do that.
it's a
Let's talk
fun
about those.
experience. I
But
wrote the other lines out as like a bit hopefully you can make work as the sort of the premise or the intro
yeah, I
for.
just wrote something down too as I was driving. But hey, let's do that 3 second pause and we'll get our little school bell in there.
COVID scare.
I was gonna say.
Like half the NFL is tested positive for COVID right now, so
Oh, it's insane.
all the well, we can open with the according to independent research that I did on my own, which is watch two different YouTube channels, but this Omicron is gonna be the end of COVID, hopefully, because it's way more contagious, but gives everyone mild symptoms. So hopefully we build up some immunity and fucking be done with it.
Hey, that'd be great. Are they saying anything like, oh, the SNL cold open had like a fake Fauci. Obviously, it's
Oh, I
SNL,
didn't
but.
click on that one. Yeah. They had a couple funny bits this week.
But, oh, it referenced like, oh, at first we didn't think that the vaccine helped you with Omicron, but now we do. But I didn't go actually look up.
Well, no
I mean,
one
what am I gonna
said
do?
any. I mean, people take this is kind of this is kind of fun, but it's like you can't say I don't know in politics or in news or like if politicians were to be like, look, I don't know how we're gonna solve this, but we're gonna try,
What?
like, well, fuck
Yeah.
you, as opposed to the guy. I
He doesn't
mean,
have a
Donald Trump's
plan.
the perfect example. Like, I know taxes better than anybody in the world because I cheat on them. And, and so after a while, it's like, even in the beginning of the vaccine, they were like, hey, we may have boosters eventually. We don't know. We don't know. We're seeing how well this works. And then 6 months later, they're like, hey, yeah, boosters seems like a good idea. And then all of our hot Republican friends are like, if you had to change your headlights every 6 months, you would return your car and they don't work. And you're like, all right, give me a break. They've been talking about this since the beginning. You're just mad and it proves your point and whatever. Or you think it proves your point.
Well, I love all the false equivalencies in the apples oranges. It's funny because the other diseases. Oh, you mean the ones that aren't contagious? All right, I guess you can't. Wait, why are you even trying to make a analogy with a another kind of, oh, we don't close down the country when people die of cancer. Yeah, it's not contagious. What? What are you talking about?
Even our crazy friend Sunday was going, oh, so now it's going to be like other coronaviruses? I'm like, well, yeah, but this was a new coronavirus,
Completely
What
new.
is the a novel coronavirus, meaning no one has immunity to it yet. But back in the day, this was probably the regular coronavirus that is the flu now was probably the Spanish flu back in 1918, and it took 5 years for everyone to get. And it's all fun, but same time,
Let's talk
let's
about strippers.
all right,
You want to get
strippers and
COVID,
hookers, spit in
go
my
to
mouth.
Union Jacks in Portland. And yeah, I mean, I'm still I guess I should ask somebody maybe. I could just ask somebody that
Oh
works
yeah, you
there.
probably got a bunch of friends that you could be like, "Hey, I just encountered this for the first time. I don't know if that's normal or if that's someone
Yeah.
should take care of that."
For those to catch y'all up, there was we were at a
Bart might have some insight too. He was
Yeah.
security and DJ and
We were at a strip club And it was, you know, probably 10 girls working, and it was a Thursday night, probably 20 patrons rotating in and out, give or take. And there's these two, they weren't that scantily clad, but you know, they were dressed, you could see their cleavage maybe a little, and
Sure.
they were together slash friends slash co-conspirators.
Well, I think one was boss bitch. I don't know the hierarchy
Oh
of
yeah,
the
boss bitch.
hooker sex worker. You gotta call them extra for slurs, pay them extra for slurs.
Well, prostitutes. Well, they call it a prostitution ring. That seems like it should be the proper.
Well,
Is it
yeah,
like
well, we will
calling it a
get to
vagina
you go
versus a
ahead
pussy,
and
or?
fill in more of the story, I guess, and then I'll chime in with some stuff I
Well,
overheard
I
and
peeked down the, I peeked down and I go, okay, that's interesting. And then they were kind of making eyes, and then I was like, from afar, I couldn't 100% tell if maybe they did work there, but just had like a top, like had put on a little top thing or something.
right.
And then they walked over and they were fully clothed and clearly not on shift as strippers. And I was just very curious and interested, and I knew pretty quickly they weren't just interested in me.
What was your red flag? Well, she said I love bald guys, and that's when I knew.
Want to
I
smell
think she
between my
wants me to pay
legs?
for this.
She asked me to smell between her legs once. That was a clue.
She said that? Holy shit.
I was like, oh, yeah. Well, I think that's okay. So yeah, I don't remember a lot of the specific conversation, but it just, I was like, oh, okay, I see what's happening here. And I didn't wanna, I was trying, I did ask, like, do you work? I used to, you know, I used to dance here. Oh yeah, maybe, you know, what, it's very, very like,
Yeah.
I'm not telling you. I'm not telling you that. But yeah,
But
what did you,
if
what
you
was
ask
your
for her
impression?
Snapchat, she'll show you twerking
Oh,
videos
that's
and
right. That hasn't happened.
bummer.
What's her
Maybe on her
Snapchat name?
story?
What's her Snapchat name? Claire Valentine? Maybe? I don't know. Interesting.
She showed me a photo of her twerking or something and
Oh,
was
yeah,
like, "You
Claire
wouldn't last
Valentine.
5 seconds." And I was like, "Well, not that interested, so that's fine."
Well, there was a lot of chat and there's a lot of whatever, and there was never talk of there was never specific talk of money. It was all just, you know, well, you know, have some fun. They always say things like that. Oh, have some fun. And
Playing board games?
and then, yeah,
Want to record a
Naked Twister.
podcast?
She immediately got like, there was, she kind of had, it was like this. She was like, oh, money's here. And then she was gone. And I
Yeah,
was like,
so
is that his name or is that just what you call him behind his back? Because he's your money maker. But anyway, yeah.
there was a team. There was two girls, one sort of older and one young and
Tiny, 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 and then one curvy.
intoxicated,
That was the other
probably
part.
very
Yeah.
much.
She was pretty, yeah.
Just helped herself onto my lap, and I really should stop wearing that Santa Claus costume everywhere. I'm asking for trouble. But she told me she was very naughty, and
Gotta
she
give
was
her a lump of
going.
coal or a lump of
Yeah,
something.
I got a lump in my throat, but lump in my
Throat
balls after that
coat.
interaction. But definitely getting checked. She checked. Yeah, we're good. But no, what she was making general talk, and I was just kind of yes-anding a little bit of like, oh yeah, it's crazy. Who me
Crazy.
both? Crazy. Well, I gotta get this money, and she was like, oh, if my mama can't even take care of me, I gotta look out for myself. And I'm like, ooh, I hate to hear this backstory, And
She has mommy issues, huh?
yeah, and then there was a thing of like, I mean, I'm sure she just grew up in a bad situation and felt like the streets are my only option or whatever. Uh-huh. So now this girl, I think, was taking her under her wings.
Ah, I see.
And so, because she went up to one of the dancers and was, like, hugging her and going, like, I want you to show me, you be my mentor. And the girl's just being very sweet. One of the dancers is just okay. Kind of going, yeah, okay, great, cool.
Interesting, okay.
Nice, cool, yeah, yeah.
Huh.
And then as soon as she walked away, the your girlfriend.
Ah, my girlfriend, yes.
Came, was like, that girl's not your mentor. I'm your mentor. I take care of you. I look after you. Like, oh. Kind of like. And like, and like, even when she started to get on my lap at first, I could see the other girl being like, get away. Like,
oh.
But with like a dog, it's already on the couch, and you're like,
you're going
to really come off now.
She never spray bottle, awkward. And
yeah. Well, it was like, you know, you ever have that situation? I mean, there's like times where you're like, I don't know how much they don't know how much I'm paying attention, you know?
Okay.
They think maybe I'm drunk or I'm
or already know
it or whatever.
Or yeah, okay, yeah.
You know, I'm pretty perceptive. I'm keeping
sure.
My eyes open, and so I'm watching. So
head on a swivel.
Like, maybe I don't make a scene before Andrew. I don't want this guy to know that I'm making a scene. So she was like,
uh-huh.
You know, but like once she was already on my lap, she wasn't going to be like, get off of him unless you pay.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. But
yeah, yeah.
I think at one point I just like picked her up and was like, you can you just stand over there? Like,
she's very tiny. Lap. So yeah, yeah. Surprised she didn't slice up your leg with the butt, her butt.
Bug
butt
cheeks.
Bone.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, so I didn't catch the mentor mentee.
maybe you were off.
I just was maybe my back to y'all, but yeah, I guess the overall that we're curious about is what the I don't know. Portland.
Because if Chris Rock did walk in at Tacoma Comedy Club, security would be like, what the fuck? You know, like, I'm sure people would be like,
is this all right?
well, you're black, so get out of here. What would happen if you were headlining and, like, would you offer him a set? Would you go,
well, I was also thinking, like,
like,
I was also
like, I don't
thinking,
wanna
like,
fucking follow you. Come.
If I was on stage, I was also thinking, like, a funny thing might sit me to say in the bit, like, you guys would all go. I would go. I'd be like, hey, hang on. Can I go first? Can I go?
Can I do a set on your show in the hotel?
Yeah. No? All right. That's fair. That's all fair.
Yeah,
would people want their, they wouldn't want, would they, you wouldn't even ask for your money back. You would just like go, whatever. We pay, that's fine. It's
yeah.
$10. Free show
have you
anyway.
Ever had a big
free show.
Drop
oh, that's
in,
fun.
Or like, what is it like? Maybe like this is like 8 years ago, back before. What was it?
I got a story, but it's not about me. But go, yeah.
I was Kermit was opening for, Brian Regan.
Ah, yeah.
In Tri Cities, and they had that bad club in town, and not Jokers, the other bad club before Jokers.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the name.
Jack Daddy's, Jack Diddley's.
Yeah, Jack Diddley's.
Diddlemies.
Man, I have emails to that guy like, oh, can I please come perform here? God.
For 9 people for $200, please. I want to open for the bodybuilder headliner.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
That guy, yeah. Charles something.
Yeah, man.
Something.
If he, it'd be like if he walked in here right now, and yeah, anyway.
Well, yeah.
Huh.
So, we watched Kermit and Brian Regan crush it at this theater for 3,000 people, and then Brian had just met the Beards of Comedy, Atlanta, Joe Zimmerman and Dave Stone, and then two other guys, maybe. It's like NSYNC, you only know a couple of the members. You know, or the gay one.
It went off on their own,
yeah,
and
yeah,
one
yeah,
was gay.
The solo
yeah.
career didn't work out well, but
one's hosting something on the Game Show Network now.
yeah, probably.
I think
how
Joey
do, who books
Fatone
that?
Is.
How do I get on the Game Show Network? But anyway, we walked.
Beard became a different term.
He like met
like,
them
oh, shit.
Like 2 weeks ago before, and was like, hey, they're headlining the club across town, so we're just going to go there and hang out. And I was like, okay, you know.
Yeah.
And then we all walk into this show, and it's like, you know, there's like 9 people in there because Brian Regan was just performing across town. So.
Gotcha.
But he went up and did a guest set in the middle, like doing some really? Classics and doing like, you just got off stage for 3,000 people and you need this so much that you're like, yeah, I'll do a set for 9 people. You know, this is but I think to him it was maybe like, this is kind of fun. Like,
sure.
I wonder if these people even know who I am or what, you know, what's
right,
obviously they
right.
weren't at my show, so they didn't, why would they come here, you know? But
interesting. Yeah, I recently was in Las Vegas and they have a Dirty at 12:30 show at the South Point Casino on a Friday night. And my buddy, DJ Sandu, was his first time ever headlining that show. And it's kind of a rite of passage if you're kind of a Vegas comic. It's pretty cool. And often they get out-of-towners to headline. So, you know, a local guy headlining is kind of fun. And comics came out. It's always packed. And it's a rowdy crowd and fun show. And I don't think it's difficult to do well headlining per se, but
I can imagine some
called the dirty. It's a rowdy crowd. Hurdles. It's you know
1:30 a.m. It's
yeah. There's some potential issues. And Carlos Mencia had performed at the theater nearby
in Vegas. Then, you know, family friendly town.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
know.
Yeah. A lot of daddies and.
People walking out, this is raunchy.
He popped over and was hanging out pre-show and talking to the booker / producer / host. And, like, not being a... not he was letting it known he was there. He wasn't at all trying to be like, don't talk to me, don't come near me, I need people to stay. You know, he was just, like, hanging out like anybody else. But also, you know, he's Carlos Mencia, he's pretty famous. So, I'm watching it going, like, how much of a dick is he going to be? Like, because if he goes up, he ain't coming off. He's not doing 10.
Right.
So.
I think there's stories at the Parlor, like Brad Williams weekend, I think, maybe.
Oh, yeah?
Where he went up to do a guest set and did 40 minutes. And
oh, my God.
Brad Williams still crushed, by the way.
Oh, that's cool.
I remember opening for Brad being like, I had really hot set, and I was going to be like, yeah, follow that little guy. And then he just fucking murdered. And I was like,
murdered.
All right, well, goddamn. All right.
Pretty funny. I remember you telling me that. Well, anyway, so I'm watching DJ, and DJ has some bravado, and he's confident, but he's all, you know, is it cocky confidence? It's all mixed in there. You can't tell what's what. But I'm watching him kind of go, all right, what's going to happen here?
Yeah.
He was pretty excited about the night. I knew that, you know, pretty cool thing. Anyway. So, to Mencia's credit, however they worked it out, and the booker, producer's credit, he went up after DJ, and did an hour and a half, or like hour and 20 after DJ.
If I was headlining after that, I'd be like, I'm going to go home. It's 3 in the morning. Like, I got to take a nap. Like, yeah.
Don't pay me. Fuck off. Hate me forever. I don't care. But, yeah. But his opener, you know, Mencia's opener is pretty strong. So he opened, whatever. And I thought he was just doing a guest spot. So I was like, this guy's going on forever. So I thought he was going long. But that was the only person they'd put up. Like, they did the host.
Oh, okay.
It was just
like
a regular
more
host.
Of a showcase.
Yes, they usually have a few spots before the headliner. Set, yeah. So I was like, man, this.
Were you supposed to be on the show or were you just hanging out?
No, no.
Buddy, buddy. Yeah, okay.
I was just hanging because a ton of comics come out normally, and even I think more so that night for whatever reason, just happened to be in town. And Chris Shaw and Liz Stone and I drove over, and my story of the Dirty at 12:30 is about 7 years ago. I was at Brad Garrett's. I asked for a set on the Dirty early in the week. Like, I asked for it on a Monday or Tuesday. He came back and said, yeah, come out. No problem. Friday rolls around. I got invited during the week by the servers and staff to go drink and hang after the show at Brad Garrett's. And we just kept doing that till 1, 2, 3 a.m. I don't know, whenever. Didn't go to the dirty. Didn't remember that I was supposed to. I don't, like, never has this happened. And then, like, 2 years later, when I was back in town, I went to go reach out again on Facebook Messenger, and I was like,
Emails.
oh, huh. Yeah, he's
Well, Brad
probably not
Garrett was
gonna.
getting me drunk and
Yeah, Brett Garrett and I were gambling. I'm so sorry, man. You know how it is. Anyway, so I reached out still, and I go, hey, I'm not even gonna ask for a set. I'm just gonna let you know that I just now realized I didn't show up a couple years ago, and wanted you to know that I know that, and I'm gonna come hang, and I'll see you tonight. And that was like 2 years ago. And so then this time I didn't say anything. And while I was there, Trix was like, oh, this guy's great. You should have him on your show, whatever. And the guy didn't know. He was like, yeah, great. All right, cool. So I just won't ever use Facebook Messenger to reach out again. I'll just use some other. Hey, Trix told me.
I've been,
Anyway.
I think we talked about this, but every day on Facebook, it's like 17 birthdays, and I just spam them my album. And there's a couple where it's like, hey, let's go for a drink. Oh, yeah, whatever, whatever. And then I look at their thing, and 7 years later, they're married with a kid. I'm like, I think I'll leave you alone, unfriend, and go peacefully into the night.
Oh, funny. Yeah, change hands like a dealer. What's that Chad Daniels line? She's like, all right. I'm
Speaking of
out.
Vegas, yeah.
That's funny. Yeah, it's that's always a fun, that's fun or interesting thing to be like, who are you? Oh, yeah, kids. Okay, all right. Celebrating 8 years. I met you 5 years ago, but
Wow.
I won't
All right,
no.
not gonna bring this
Yeah,
up
none of my
again.
business.
An unanswered dick pic. All right, well, I guess,
I've never had anybody like
Not respond to your dick pics.
famous famous yeah. Ew. Famous drop in, I don't think, when I was in it, when I was like
Yeah, on a show.
headlining or even on a show, I don't think.
I mean, I've done guest sets on your shows, but
Yeah.
I don't know if
So
that counts.
famous. Oh yeah. No. Yeah, no. Who's like the most famous person you'd? I worked with Russell Peters. He's pretty famous around the world. He was nice. He gave me a bonus or a tip or whatever or something. That was kind
Sure.
of
Yeah, I think John Crist has got to be.
That's interesting. Yeah.
I mean, are we? What do you judge? Follower count or
Right.
Birbiglia's got a few Netflix things, but that was cheating because it was my dad's show.
Sure, but. Yeah.
Titus, I don't think he's that huge as.
Right.
I mean, I've
Interesting.
been on the same lineup at the Improv with Chris D'Elia, but
You're taking a little bit of a hit.
Yeah, just a tiny one. What
Just
happened to
not an
him?
act.
Just a small underage
Young,
one,
yeah,
but underdeveloped.
underdeveloped hit. Interesting.
No, yeah, I think John, who's his manager looks at my story every day, and his he pops in there once in a while, but nothing. Like, I sent a message one time because he's doing this. If you watch his story, sometimes he'll go to like a random church in the middle of nowhere. That's
Yeah,
like,
it's your saying.
yeah. And I hit him up just to be like, hey, these are great. They're so funny, and I never went to church, so I like the perspective. And he's like, come on, man, get on out, come on tour with us. And I'm like, well, you have to make that happen, like,
Oh, funny.
whatever. But I'm not that clean right now anyway, so I might need to wait a bit or do my old jokes or.
I mean, you could figure, yeah, you'd figure it out. But
I can do anything. Yeah,
he,
what am I to?
when we were, when I was married, and we were considering or having a, when kids were an option or, future option. Yeah, we talked about like, yeah, every weekend I think we'll, I mean, not every weekend, but we'll rotate, denominations and religions. We'll take our kid to a Buddhist temple and we'll take our kid to a Muslim church or a, well,
Well, you're gonna have to because you're gonna have Jamar, Jamichael.
I'm gonna have all different. Well,
you're gonna have
I'm
all
gonna
different
adopt kids
races
of different
kids.
races,
yeah,
and ethnicities and religions. But yeah, all my kids are. you got kids? Yeah, different eight different races. So yeah, that was our plan.
Banged a black guy, and I stuck around to raise his triplets.
His triplets. Yeah. People stopped liking that joke. It did well for a long time, then it, people just kind of stopped liking it. Maybe I just didn't like it anymore.
I think you realize over time that it's like, this is kinda, it could be interpreted as something else.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
And then you start
Maria.
Getting nervous telling it, and then you kind of don't tell it as well, and people go, he doesn't really like that joke, subliminally.
Yeah, yeah. Funny enough, it was a show that El Sanchez booked on Capitol Hill up in this little upstairs area where I did it. Huh?
The Womb?
No. It was this little bar in Capitol Hill that had an upstairs. I actually met Laura and Lauren and that other gal there one night for drinks a few years ago, too. Fierstein and...
Oh, okay.
And Lauren, last name, and Ashley QAnon. I think she's gone. QAnon. But... And it was Maria Heinig that went up after me and goes, I mean, I did whatever the version of the bit I was doing at the time. And she goes, oh, I just would have thought he got cheated on. Like, she riffed that off of my bit. And I was like, oh, yeah. Because I don't know what the version I was doing at the time.
Yeah.
It was new or something. Or yeah. I don't know. And, yeah, so that changed. So it's funny, and it's just funny that a joke that eventually became kind of like, I don't know about this, was on a show with El Sanchez, and the line was sort of written by Maria. I don't know that Maria Heinig's like, not, you know, she's New York, she's a woman,
she's got
whatever.
The haircut though, you know. So
but right, but she seems really cool.
She's cool. I liked her a lot when you know we were
years.
Cool. When she
and,
was here,
anyway, at a Capitol Hill woke bar that was gay, not a gay bar, but it was gay friendly. Anyway, funny. That's funny to me. And then I eventually became like, oof, I don't know about this joke. Seems a little iffy. And then, but there's not a lot of, I don't know. I don't know if there's a lot of room for that for people. I wonder if they had no problem with it that night. Right. But I mean, if they heard it 5 years later and it's coming from a white bald guy, they might go,
they might have had they might have not known they had a problem with it yet. You know,
that's what I'm saying, though. That's why I guess that's my point is like
because they had to evolve into the place of like, oh, yeah, that's not good.
Right. Which why can't we also evolve into that place?
Right. Why don't they give you the grace that they gave themselves because they hate you and you're in their way? And
they do like me, I think,
to
be fair. But, you know.
And this is all, they never
Bart
actually
Norman
got mad at the bit. It was hypothetical.
No.
Yeah.
This is all hypothetical. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, speaking of hypothetical, my dating life.
hypothetically.
hypothetically. Well, we're talking about like hookup etiquette and like when do you kick a broad out? And it's
definitely
different because.
Call her broad when you do it. How about
that?
Yeah,
well. Come on. Hurry up. She's touching my stuff. I did quote that actually to. In Mai Tai because in the middle of that conversation I was like I'm not kicking out, I'm not calling anybody, hurry up, she's touching my stuff. Well, I was just thinking about it more and it was like it's hard to like the hookup at 1 p.m. is different than the midnight where it's like yeah, of course we're gonna stay here and you know not I'll cut it with you and whatever. And then Seinfeld just had an episode with, I'm binging Seinfeld now. And there's an old episode where him and Julia.
Julia Dreyfus, yeah.
Yeah. They're ex-lovers and they decide to hook up again. And they go, option rule number two, we don't have to stay the night. That's optional. And then she gets mad at him for not staying the night. And it's all.
Yeah.
I'm like, I guess these problems have gone on for 35 years, however old this TV show is. But, yeah, seems fun. And the idea of, like, there's a lady that's kind of crazy into me, but she's got an entanglement that she needs to work out. and we're hanging out. I'm maybe trying to make a move, but not pressuring. And she's, no kissing. And I'm like, okay. But then she wants to send me good morning texts and go, how was your day? And whatever. And I'm always like, yeah, that comes after you hook up with me. Like, you know, you get, you know, it's such an opposite.
Well, yeah, you guys, there's you haven't even had a good evening yet. So,
right.
Well, I think that is interesting because.
Am I the chauvinist for being like,
well,
we become friends after you suck my dick?
Yeah.
Then I care about your opinion, and then I care about whatever.
Well, I've never not hooked up with someone right away.
Wow.
That's not intense.
Look, I mean, every time it takes me about 2 hours, they just fall in love, and what can I say? I'm a goddamn pimp daddy over here.
Well, I mean, like, someone I dated, you know? So, like, there's not... I mean, I guess Christina... And I met, but that doesn't count because she was long distance. That doesn't really, you know, we met in July and then she traveled out here in October. And we hooked up that weekend, just not the first night.
Right.
And also I couldn't get it up because I had done Molly for the first time.
Molly.
And evidently that... Yeah, I looked it up. Maybe I was nervous too because I liked her, but I looked not. I didn't fuck Molly earlier in the night. No, I had done Molly.
I did Molly earlier in the night.
Molly earlier in the night.
I was wiped out.
That's fun. And
by the time Captain Morgan came around, I was really
his knees were up and just
stabbing,
spread his legs wide and pegged him. supposedly that might be a thing. In fact, there was like a thing where you stack drugs, you can do stacking, like, so hey, stack Viagra, because supposedly sex on ecstasy or on Molly is great, but then you stack it with Viagra and then oh, it's amazing. And I'm like, oh geez, that sounds very bad for your heart.
I mean, like,
so,
yeah, there's
I don't
one drug I'm already scared to take, and now I'm gonna combine a
two
other.
So anyway, but every other, I've not had. High school, like, to me, if you kiss, you're now dating. Mm. That was my mindset always. But I also realized that I was really under. I went to the doctor once, and he told my mom in front of my face, he's a little underdeveloped. And I was like, you should tell my mom I have a small dick. It's not nice. And
what
he
do you
just
mean
meant,
underdeveloped? Just
I think he meant like because I socially. Was my first sports physical, and so I think it was I hadn't like my balls hadn't got hair yet, and you know maybe I hadn't, you know I was tiny, I was small kid, so I don't think he meant anything by it, but
small-boned.
I was like, hey, she already knows, thanks. So when I was, but then I heard about.
I changed my diapers as a kid. And
last week.
Yeah.
I heard about these friends of mine who were like having threesomes in the shower at a Holiday Inn or a travel lodge down the road. And I was like, oh, I didn't know who was doing that. Like the Birbiglia joke. Like everybody I know is fucking. And I was like, oh, I didn't know that. So my sense of like when a relationship's early, you know, I don't know. And then me and Memory were hooking up for like ever. And, in my mind, we were just hooking up. And I think she wasn't sleeping with anyone else. And I stopped at some point, but for a time period I was. And our current memory of when that all was is not great. Because just the other night, someone was like, oh, I saw the video of you with Karen on Truth or Drink right in front of Memory. And I was like, it's not a kind of a thing. And Memory was like,
the internet's forever, so.
Memory was like, yeah, that was a fun morning when I saw that on my timeline. And he didn't tell me. And I was like, Yeah, but we were, we were hooking up, but and she's like, oh, we weren't sleeping with anybody else. We were dating. We were going out on dates. And I was like, were we not at that point? And
You
I was
say
like,
we, that includes both of us.
I could
Now,
go
were you
back
like
and
staying the night every time? Were you throwing the towel? Were you handing it gently? Were you, what was the
I
etiquette?
was she a kid. I was sneaking
Yeah.
in.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and sneaking out.
So your version of this is
But I don't
not
remember.
experienced for me, because if you're always hooking up with single moms, like, of
That's
course you
totally
gotta,
different.
she's got shit to do in the morning. She needs a
Yeah,
good,
get the hell out.
you know.
I was sneaking in and sneaking out for a very long time.
Are you my daddy?
Using
No. And how do you get
condoms
out of this trailer park?
for a really long time. That's great. Using condoms for a really long time. So yeah, we would have to like literally go back and open up messaging and go, okay, that was the date for that was this, and here's what you sent afterwards. Was you upset with me? But you, because I my memory is she said a thing that was like, hey, I don't know when you filmed this. I don't know anything about this. You're technically a single guy, so you can do what you want. But hey, I think you should tell the person you're sleeping with that this is coming out and they're gonna see it. And I go, no, I had every intention of telling you. They didn't give me a release date. And here we
I
are.
was delaying until the last minute,
Yep,
and
I was waiting till the last
I
second to tell you. It's just in case you dump me first and then I wouldn't
maybe
have
in case
to tell you.
they edit the video and it is totally harmless and I get to look at it.
But
When did you guys become reading buddies? They dub it over, you know?
you guys kiss each other? Sure. No.
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 they were just telling each other a secret. But anyway, I guess my overall point of that is we don't, I don't have like a like if I was out trying to date now and actually wanted to date somebody. But see, that's the other thing is like I don't know if you want to date. I don't know.
Well, I mean, again, that
What's
goes into
dating, hooking
my.
up, girlfriend,
What is, yeah, what is the hierarchy of.
seeing somebody, like what's
But I
to
mean, it,
me, like those are
yeah.
all terms to keep
Right.
people from being monogamous.
So,
I'm seeing somebody.
should it be discussed on the first date? Like, if we end up walking back to. Because I'm meeting a lady for drinks tonight, actually. So, should I be
A
like.
lady or
A, just one.
okay, that not that lady, a lady.
Not Mai Tai, but
Right.
just bumbled back here.
Mai Tai, not Meitei. Gotcha, got it.
I'll come up with a nickname for her later
Unofficial.
if it's important,
Sure,
but
so
yeah, anyway,
somebody
so
else. Yeah, okay.
I don't know if she's going, hey, I live on Capitol Hill, and I'm like, perfect, let's just pick something right there because my place is messy and I've got laundry everywhere and
Yeah.
whatever,
And then she's
and
on her turf if she wants to invite, and
right.
she doesn't have
And
to if she
it's
doesn't want
and that's
to. And
on you. That's
yeah.
great.
Yeah.
So do we go, hey, I got a doctor's appointment at 7 in the morning, so I'm gonna bounce after, or like, I don't know. Should I be on the date like, hey, just wanna keep this kind of short because I got a thing in the morning, whatever, or
It depends on what you want to, you gotta wait till you meet her and hang
just
out
vibe
first,
it
I
out, yeah.
think. Yeah, because, but I think, yeah, I don't think you have to tell people in advance what your plan is after you hook up, but maybe you do. I don't know.
Wrong
I
guy to
can't
ask.
remember having any awkward leaves except for the very first one. Or like, I don't remember any being like, so,
Yeah.
or that they were that, weird or whatever. I don't know. I don't remember them. I also did a lot of like, yeah, there was like one gal who like, that was our thing. Like our thing was brunch, and so she came over for brunch a couple times a week, and she had a kid that she had to pick up from school and that, so she came in for brunch and then picked up her kid at school. And then there was this other gal that was like always went to her place and she had a Yeah, I don't think I ever stayed over. I don't remember, man. I don't remember. So many.
Open your book that I got you. Jesus.
I think you go
that
on the
book
date.
Got you in trouble, right? Isn't that the story?
That supposedly got me in trouble with Karen Nicole and got me canceled by her, but we weren't even like, yeah, we weren't anything.
It was
I mean,
over
we were
anyway,
so.
Yeah.
But then we, I don't know what we did.
You should have cryogenically frozen the relationship. Back in the good parts. Well, the other thing we've kind of riffed about was when you go the language of dating, which is sort of related of like, hey, let's grab a drink, which basically means
right.
Like, hey, do you want to fuck eventually?
I think so, because the reason I think I know that to be mostly accurate is because that's the phrasing every woman uses when you're out of town. So they always mean that when you don't live in the same city. So I think the language still translates even when you do live in the same city. Or maybe no woman wants to ask a guy out on a like for dinner, yeah. You know. So,
hey, do you want to take me out to dinner? Yeah.
Yeah, like tonight is this is a drink tonight, or this is you're taking her out on a date for dinner?
Just she gave me the option: grab coffee or a drink or a hike if you're feeling in the Northwest spirit. And I said,
okay.
I don't know if I trust you alone in the woods yet.
There you go.
But I could probably meet for a drink later if you're open tonight.
There you
she
go.
She said, quietly putting my knives away. Drinks sound great. And I'm like, she's funny.
There you go.
Fun.
Well, she didn't. Dinner wasn't the option. But you had asked. You had asked.
This was her opening.
Oh, Bumble.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't. Is this the one that you said show? And she said no, but I'm up for a drink sometime. Or is this somebody else?
No, that was okay. That was I think Raya. What I do on Raya?
Oh, Raya.
Double tap. I think I'm gonna cancel this Bumble thing. Well, I'll just let it expire or whatever. But And then, Raya seems. I've been on it for a couple years, but it was always like, oh, this lady in Sweden wants to connect with you. And I'm like, I can't do anything about that.
Cool.
But like right before the lockdown, I matched with this hot girl in Vancouver, and I was like, I'll be up there in a few weeks. And then
And
she probably, she's followed me as long as she could probably for like, you know, wow, this guy's job is illegal and he's not doing anything interesting and I'm not going to watch his live stream. And Raya is pretty fun. Where did we leave off with that other lady? Oh, she said, I'm open to new ideas.
Oh,
I always
right.
thought it'd be fun. I've never gone on the Ferris wheel. Have you done the Ferris wheel yet?
I've been on that a few times.
Yeah. Only so I thought did. Like, oh, there's like a winery right there. You could go get wine drunk and go on the Ferris wheel. And she was like, sounds like a messy adventure. Lots of puking. And I was like, oh, I said, if you get dizzy easily, hope you don't mind when I sweep you off your feet or something. And she was like, ah, you're so funny. I said, you're a generous audience. And I think that's the last thing I said to her.
Okay. Well, tonight, you go on the coffee and drinks. Yeah. Well, maybe she. Yeah. I mean, maybe she was like trying to figure out what you're.
Yeah, I mean, what
coffee,
might
you want
to
date her
about? Who's this guy? As if he doesn't.
If you answer, if you said coffee,
17 apps that I can stalk. And
if you said coffee, that means you want to date her. If you said drinks, that means you want to have sex. If you said hike, that means you want to marry, fuck, kill.
That's funny. That's a bit right there. It's marry, fuck, kill.
Coffee, hike.
Drinks,
marry, fuck,
inner
kill.
Drinks, kill is the hike. Absolutely,
push her off
that's
the hike.
Really funny. Okay.
No,
that's really, really good. That's a good bit. Write that down.
I'm writing it down.
All right.
Well, have fun. Let me know. Don't get killed. How about that? Hey, everybody. You're probably not listening still, but we're going to be the two of us. Just the two of us.
just
Andrew
the
and
two
I.
of us.
February 18, 19,
Time to
20.
start those ads in next week here.
Lafayette, Biloxi, Mobile. Yeah, we better
double check all these, make a list and check it twice and
find out who's gay or nice. I mean, that makes it sound like gay people are mean. Who's naughty or gay or both? maybe we should
have a gay holiday.
Maybe people will buy it for Christmas for people. Maybe we should do the ad. But I don't want to put. Yeah, I was thinking about writing the copy and saying, hey, but then that's going to. But then you can't change the copy.
I bet if you made just a ticket that says Merry Christmas, $10, $5.
Decent idea.
This week only.
But not in
the
copy.
The ad, yeah. You know? Because when I started the Victoria show, my tickets were like kind of slow.
Okay.
And I remember just being like, well, I'd rather just lose a little bit of money and have a full show. And so I did like, back when Steve was doing, what was it? Supply and demand comedy.
Mm.
He used to do 10 $1 tickets, 10 $2
right.
tickets. And I thought, that's an interesting idea. Maybe he did like 5, 10, 15, 20 or something like that. But I think we should try something like that. Go, hey, only 10 $5 tickets. Merry Christmas this week only. $7, whatever. I mean, if it fails, it fails. If we sell two, we sell two. And
probably remove the tick. You could hide the tickets.
Absolutely.
So they don't see it.
Or you can do sold out. You can do ends on whatever day. Yeah.
Well, I would like the. I just like the idea of the people in the future not knowing that they missed out on a $5 ticket.
When I did Pensacola, I added a thing called like the Tinder ticket. It's a 2-for-1 ticket, but I get to crowd work and interview you the whole during the show. You know.
Oh.
Because I thought it'd be funny to interview people on a Tinder date, and then it sold like 3 pairs of tickets, and then I was like, all right, who are my Tinder? And then they don't, you know, because I wasn't running the door, so like.
Yeah.
In the middle of the show, I was like, "Where are my Tinder tickets?" They're like, "We're not fuck. We just got cheap tickets."
Yeah, idiots. Yeah, we don't even know each other.
We don't.
Gotcha. All right. Well, that's fun. Let's.
We could try all sorts of things there.
Cool. Well,
I don't think you know, because we're flying and renting a car, and you know, we're gonna need to not lose $1,000 on one gig at least.
Yeah. So hopefully they have. Bring some people. I don't know. All right.
Two of the markets I've done before successfully on my own, so maybe it's you holding me back. We'll find out.
Could be. All right. I'll put this up on a thing. Have fun on your date and on your podcast.
Look up Drunken Peasants.
Drunken Peasants. All right. Cool. Bye, everybody.
Cool pod and yeah.